AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There are 50 days to go before the start of the delayed Tokyo Olympics, and about 10,000 of the 80,000 unpaid volunteers there told organizers they're dropping out. The AP Steve Wade is in Tokyo.
They're afraid of COVID. They're going to be exposed. They're not going to be vaccinated. The organizers have said the only volunteers who would be vaccinated would be those who were in close contact with athletes. Of these 80,000 volunteers, almost none of them would be.
Only about 2-3% of Japan's general population has been fully vaccinated. The number of people filing for unemployment continues to fall. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
For a fifth straight week, jobless filings hit a pandemic low, 385,000. The drop reflects a rapidly reopening economy boosting the jobs market, which remains down more than 8 million jobs from pre-pandemic levels. Employers have added 1.8 million jobs this year. Tomorrow's report on May hiring is expected to show another 656,000. Still, many businesses say they're having trouble finding enough workers. Critics blame boosts in federal jobless aid, which they say combined with regular state benefits are keeping people home. Several states say they will cut off some of the federal aid soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The California Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board meets today and will consider new workplace rules that would only allow workers to go maskless if everyone in a room is fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. California is set to fully reopen in less than 2 weeks. Early this morning, crews removed concrete barriers as well as artwork, flowers, and other memorial items from a Minneapolis intersection that has become a sprawling memorial to George Floyd, who died last year while in police custody. The Supreme Court today limited the ability of prosecutors to use an anti-hacking law to charge people with computer crimes. This is AP News. The newest winner of Ohio's Vax-a-Million lottery drawing is Jonathan Carlisle from Toledo.
I'm just still dreaming. I got a lot of bills to pay, so it's the first thing that's going to happen.
More than 3 million Ohioans entered their names for a shot at the $1 million that's up from the earlier drawing. Carlisle got a call from Governor Mike DeWine.
I actually missed his call. I was checking out from work, and I had to call him back. But I was shaking when I was talking to him. When I heard the voicemail, I knew what it was, and I about lost it.
Jonathan Carlisle says he works a lot and hadn't gotten a coronavirus shot.
When the Vax-a-Million thing started, I immediately went down there and got it.
So that played a part, obviously.
Yes, it pushed me over the edge, yeah.
Zoe Vincent from Mayfield Village near Cleveland also won a college scholarship. More than 133,000 children in Ohio entered their names for the scholarship. Coronavirus-related restrictions were lifted yesterday in the state of Ohio. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.